Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. Specifically, well, welcome to episode 154 for Thursday, September 2nd. Hi, everybody. Reddit gave me just a little bit of technical difficulties just a moment ago. I tried to start and it said, sorry, not going to happen. Now, it's hard to shake me after 154 episodes, so I'm not particularly worried about it. I see one of the VIPs of all VIPs, the Chicago Tank, is already in the live stream. So that tells me people are going to figure out how to find me, even though Reddit threw me a curveball this morning, as I said. No big deal. We'll see how today goes. I've been up for really quite a while. I have no excuse to have nothing to talk about. I'm on my second cup of coffee. Sometimes lately when I wake up super, super early, I will race through. I normally have two cups of coffee in the morning. That's what I do. Recently, I've been racing through those two cups so that by the time the show starts, all I have is water. Well, I tried to pace myself this time. Because for some reason, if I've already had my coffee, then I miss out. I think I partially imagine you guys drinking coffee while we're doing what it is we do. Amber Glow, good morning, Amber. How are you, dear? Dangle thy balls, good morning to you. I hope everyone's having a good day. Of course, we have Labor Day coming up. Does anyone have fun Labor Day plans? Do I have fun Labor Day plans? I don't. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. Because I'm telling you guys, this is a real thing. I've been by myself too much. It's not good. I got to figure out how to be around people more. It's not like I've done nothing, you know, but I've done next to nothing. And I don't think it's good. So with Labor Day coming up, I got to figure out what the hell am I going to do? One of my thoughts was, check me if I'm wrong. Let me know if you guys think this is a good idea. One of my thoughts was, I'm going to go volunteer at like a soup kitchen or something like that. Go help the homeless. What do you guys think about that? You can't go wrong with that, right? Just get out of myself. Go help someone in need. I think I want to try something like that. Let's see. Oh, dangle thy balls. What am I going to call you? DTB? DTB. Says, Tony, do you do camping? Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do have a camp. That's a good reminder. I'm planning to take a camping trip next week. I think middle of the week. I'll have to look it up, but I'm going to miss some shows next week. It's going to suck. I hate missing shows, people. As evidenced by today, I have nothing to say today. Yet, I had to come on because I enjoy hanging out with you guys. I just do. That's how it works. Let's see. Oh, Dovey112. Evening from Canberra, Australia. In lockdown for another 2.5 weeks. What the fuck, man? I feel for you guys down under in Australia. I really do. See? And then later in the stream, you say, great idea. Give something back. See, you know, Dovey, do you guys, I assume you have homeless people, right? In Australia. What the hell happens? How are they managing to, is it the entire country that's being locked down or are they doing it regionally? I'm very afraid for you people. Down under. And I think I think this is a, you, if there's any silver lining, you guys are teaching us the value of our Second Amendment, you know, the fact that we get to keep and bear arms. Amberglow says, just another day. Your hubs work. So he's feeling well enough to get back to work now? That's tremendous. Tank's never been a camping guy. Can't see spending good money to act homeless. Tank, it's so weird. I was thinking about this last night. I have mentioned this before. I mean, here and there on the show. You know, I've been pretty upfront. I had a fancy childhood. Didn't lack a thing, and it was tremendous. But I've always had kind of a fascination with being impoverished. And maybe more strangely, I've even kind of in my heart of hearts had an expectation of being impoverished at some point. Now, so far, nothing to worry about. Life's been good. But yet I still have this thing, and I don't know. I want to live like a monk a little bit. Except maybe have my own paramedic on the side, just in case. I think most monks don't have beautiful, gorgeous paramedics waiting in the wings, just in case your heart goes a flutter. But this is one of the reasons I kind of enjoy camping, Tank. And actually, getting back to this, what the hell, Deadwood, this series I was talking about over the past couple days. I think that's one of the reasons that I was so fascinated by it, is pretty much back then everyone had to camp because that's what it was. As a matter of fact, you get to town, and if you're lucky, you can scrape together enough to get a tent. You live in a tent out of town. But Tank, I'm not surprised that you've never been a camping guy. You strike me actually as someone who's, what would be the word? You're very organized. I have this feeling like you're kind of an organized, neat person. I spent enough money on a house, I went to sleep there. Amber, yeah, see, we fellas, we just, and I'm sure your husband is no different. The last thing I want to do is go to the doctor. Last thing. Kicking and screaming, you know? The Comiskey kid is in the stream again. Kid, good to see you, buddy. First world problems. The kid is right. These are all first world problems. This is true. Sankyu is back. Good to see you, Sankyu. Good morning. You're very welcome, sir. Neat-ish. Tank is neat-ish. Okay. All right. We're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere. Speaking of getting somewhere or getting nowhere, you guys, they delivered my rowing machine yesterday. And I did it as promised. I had them put it right in my freaking living room in front of this stupid TV I have. And now I have no excuses. I must say the thing is silky smooth. It is silky smooth. It took them like 2 seconds to set this thing up. And I was in a quandary. I never know. All right, so do you tip these delivery guys? I never really know. I feel like we're in a very gray area in our society these days. Now, of course, every wait staff, you know, that ever helps me out, bam, I know that's built in. But like delivery guys, I don't know. And they came in. They were in my house probably no more than 90 seconds. You know, they had to set it up, but it turns out there was really almost no setup to this thing. Or they had somehow had it pre-configured. They were in and out in 90 seconds. But I tipped him anyway. When I'm unsure, I just go for it. I can't really remember anyone ever saying, oh, no, 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 that's not necessary. Whatever. But this thing, it came yesterday, about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Now, early reports are very positive for I did what I planned to do, which is if I'm going to watch TV, I'm just going to row instead of sitting there on my fat ass. And I did. So I ended up yesterday rowing for probably about an hour and 15 minutes. And while I'm proud of myself, it was not very comfortable. I am all sorts of out of shape. It's really sad. It's really sad. Rhapsody in Blue 55. Welcome to the show. Rhapsody says any service provided, hair, nails, food, you tip, coming from a server. I think that's a very good rule of thumb. I appreciate that, Rhapsody. Oh, you guys are talking baseball, which pretty much means, oh my God. Dangle Thy Ball says, you will need to do a rowing live stream. Oh my God. That's quite an idea there, Dangle. And Tank says, I tip landscapers with a six pack every week. That's really nice. Yeah. I like to, sometimes when I have people doing yard work and stuff, I'll try and time it, but I'll just bring in lunch for everybody or drinks are good too. Whatever. You got to take care of people. Tank got an $800 bill from the vet because his dog hurt her knee and hip chasing her tail. My gigantic brown dog, Dolly, kind of the same thing. Knee injury. Now, she wasn't chasing her tail. I don't really know what she was doing. Roughhousing, probably. But yeah, she has a gimpy knee. They're trying to talk me into surgery, which... I don't think that's going to happen. Now, the thing with this rowing machine that I'm going to need to be careful of, all right, is like when the rubber hits the road, it's going to be all about when the thrill is gone. Now, I rowed, as I said, for an hour and 15 yesterday, I think simply because the rowing machine was my new little toy. This was the new thing. I'm into it. I'm going to do it. All right, what's going to be the score in 3 weeks when I'm so over it? Am I still going to be rowing that damn thing? I'm hopeful, and this is why I put it in front of the television. Right there for the world to see. You know? Dangle is really into this rowing live stream. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know about that, sir. But yes, getting out. I need to get out more. So soup kitchen, we like the soup kitchen idea. Let me see if I missed any comments up here. What other ideas do you guys have for just being around people? I've even thought, like, what else do you do where you can interact with people? Hell, I don't know. I'm so out of practice. Hello, Wiener Deliner. Some Reddit names I'm just not going to be able to read. I'm sorry. Have you read my message from last stream yet? Gosh, I have no idea. I do so many of these things, Wiener. So this was just a comment in the live stream. Nothing's coming to mind. I do so many of these things, and it's like riding a bucking bronco. Nothing's coming to mind. So whatever it is, You could do that. Great idea here from Dangle. You could volunteer at the local scouts. You know, there's a scout troop out of my church, and I do that a little bit. As a matter of fact, I helped sell popcorn. The scouts sell the Cub Scouts. They sell popcorn. I took a shift. We're outside of a Sam's Club. The kid did very, very well. I was very proud. Excuse me, would you like to buy some popcorn? We kept count of how many times he asked for the sale, which we talked about. It's like, this is the whole key. If you stand there and do nothing, they're just going to walk right on by. You want to make them uncomfortable. It's a numbers game. Ask for the sale. And this kid in, let's see, it was a two-hour shift. He asked 200 times. So 100 times an hour. Excuse me, would you like to buy some popcorn? As someone was walking out of the Sam's Club. Very proud. So thank you for that idea, Dangle. And I already do that. Aviator 9 says, John Popper. I don't get it. Is that maybe a fat person that I look like? Dangle. Oh, geez. All right, you guys are messing with me. You might make me go to the mailbag early. I'm not sure. The other thing we did when we were selling Scouts popcorn, which I thought was very nice. So this is interesting. We had a customer who bought a bag of, I don't know what it was, whatever, caramel corn, who knows? Who knows what it was? But she was like, I want you to give this to someone else that looks like they need it. So what we did after the shift is we brought it to the break room for all of those poor Sam's Club employees who are surely there just because, I don't know, maybe they need health insurance. Lead singer Blues Traveler. Is that guy still with us? He had gastric bypass, didn't he? He lost a ton of weight, if I remember correctly. This would have been years ago. Are they still going strong? I remember I saw a... he was on like the Dave Letterman show years ago. And somehow he said on the show, maybe it wasn't Dave, I don't know, one of those shows, but he was actually being interviewed as opposed to playing music. And he said something like, I can't stop eating Fruity Pebbles. And I just thought, oh shit, boy, can I relate to that. Yeah, I know who John Popper is now, Aviator 9. Yeah. He's a badass harmonicaist. I would totally agree. He is super, super talented. Oh, that's right. And he's a hat guy. I totally forgot. All right, kid. Good to see you, buddy. Have a great day. Wiener Deliner, I never frown, huh? I have, as the older I get, I actually have whatever frown lines here. I don't think it's from actually frowning, though. I don't know what the hell it's from. Dangle, what dreams have you given up on? Well, I was gonna, early in life, I wanted to be the first Caucasian member of the Harlem Globetrotters. I did give up on that. But I worked super hard until, let's see, when did I give up on that? It was probably about when I left for college. I was like, you know what? I don't think this is going to happen. Let's see, what else? I gave up on having like a normal life long time ago. I figured out, you know what? I'm not normal. There's something just a little strange about me. different. I'm not saying bad, just different. Let's see. I think the biggest dream, the thing I went for the hardest was like a music career. That was a long time ago. But I mean, in hindsight, I'm super glad that didn't happen. I'm very clear. I think that I would have, if I were in the music business, I would have been a drug addict. I could not have handled that. We've already established, whatever, I'm a twin of John Popper. Just like he said, I can't stop eating Fruity Pebbles, right? So imagine me with a crack pipe or whatever. Game over. I would have been a lot thinner, though, had I done drugs. Tank says, today's music homework, Frank Sinatra, Nancy. Oh, Blue Eyes, that's a good one, Tank. That is a good one. You guys in the comment section are very interesting today. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it's kind of a bucking bronco. So I actually want to get back to Amber. Amber, it seems like the family is generally doing better, but your hubs doesn't want to go back to the doctor. Good morning, Serenar 42. Good to see you. How are you? Can you guys, is it just crystal clear that there's nothing in my brain today? I turned on the live stream with absolutely no plan. And I think that's showing through. Whatever. I'm sorry. Let's drink some coffee. The episode 154 is not going to be the best ever. It's not my favorite episode. Oh my goodness. RoboKitty's in the house. Good morning, dear. Good morning. You picked a really good one to be late on. Oh, Sinar is frustrated. Turned on my sewing machine today, and it does not want to play nice. What kind of sewing machine do you have? Sewing is one of those things I would actually love to learn. I think that's a totally useful skill. And oddly enough, like my older brother knows how to sew. And it pisses me off. He gave me, let's see, this would have been, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. He gave me a quilt for Christmas. He made a really nice quilt. Oh my gosh. Robo, I don't know. What did I say? The wheel is doing today, but the hamster is sleeping. I love it. So Serenar's sewing machine is a heavy-duty Singer. Generally great, but sometimes struggles with thinner stuff. You know, I know nothing about sewing. I would assume that there are just like any other pursuit, there are some machines that are maybe specialized, you know? Like maybe there's if you're doing canvas tents, let's say, for the cavalry, maybe you're making tents for the Civil War. You've got a machine that is specialized. Oh my gosh. The VIP of all VIPs, the stunning redhead, the beautiful inside and out. Georgie girl is in the house. Good morning, Georgie girl. Just a small town girl. Sinkus. Can't hear me, huh? Just bump it up to 6 dBs, is that what you said? What are you, some sort of audio guy? It seems like people can hear me, generally. Is there something with your speakers, maybe, sir? Why do I always have to be the one that turns up? Why can't you be the one that turns up? What about that? Huh? How do you like them apples? Anyway, if you thank you for at least even trying to listen to me. You know, that's not all bad. Georgia, yeah, we'd love an update. How are you doing? What's going on? Turn up for what? Robo, he wants me to turn up my volume. Apparently, I'm too quiet, he says. You know, whatever. Maybe it's sometimes listeners need to look in the mirror, right? I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be a dick about it. Georgie's feeling better every day. That's super exciting. Georgie, especially lately, it's like, this feels like the longest marathon ever. You know what I mean? It's like, how are you doing? What's going on? What's a song, Robo? What is going on in the comment section? Why am I so disjointed? I think it's from all that rowing I did yesterday. Georgie, you would be, let me catch you up, because I think you would be proud, because Georgie is such a, she's such a workout fiend. So I had a rowing machine delivered yesterday, right to the front of my television, right in front of my television. let's see. Oh, sickness. I just figured out your Reddit name is a clever way to say sickness. I like that, and I commend you for that. My equalization is way low, always has been, compared to 99% of other feeds. I'm sure you simply have your output going down way too low. All your fanboys just crank their volume up because they don't know any better. Sigh. Sickness. Sickness. From the bottom of my heart, I want to apologize right now for my output. My output irregularities. And just the way that you can intuit what all the other listeners are doing is super sharp. I'm really impressed by that. Is he down with the sickness, people? No, sickness is just trying to help me out. I appreciate it. And you can tell that sickness knows a lot. He must work an audio board somewhere. Like, you strike me as the kind of guy that, you know, you're the kind of guy that when there's going to be a talent show at the high school, right? You're the guy that's, you're going to work the audio board, and you're just going to crank it when, you know, like, so there'll be like that band, you know, this group of high school dudes that, form like a metal band. But then they don't like their lead singer, so they like get the janitor who was in a metal band like in the 80s or 90s. And you're sitting there working the board, just loving every second of it. Sickness, there's nothing wrong with being old. Oh, Jeffrey, the vet author's in the house. Jeff, I was just, before we turned on the show this morning, I was reading one of your articles. Jeff posted an article on Twitter. I I had a couple extra minutes. I got into it. I haven't finished it yet. Anyway, all the controversy this morning. Works the board in his mom's basement. Oh, and Georgie's voice and jugs are still intact. Thank God. Talk about cutting to the chase. But maybe it is all this exercise that I did yesterday that maybe that's why I'm a little groggy. I slept a lot longer. I went to bed early. I was exhausted. I rode for an hour and 15 minutes yesterday on my rowing machine. I got, let's see, I slept over 9 hours last night. And the other thing, I just know this about myself. I hope this is just a common human occurrence, right? So what my brain does this morning, I was shaving this morning. It's like what my brain does after a day like yesterday, where I finally got a little exercise. I look in the mirror this morning, I'm shaving. It's like, what the hell? I'm still a fat fuck. What the fuck? Right? That's my first inclination. It's so dangerous. I feel like it should all just be washed away from one day's work. Robo hasn't opened Twitter in weeks. I commend you. You know, the first thing I do, and this is so sad, after I make my coffee, I grab my phone. Already, this is a losing proposition. Georgie says it's a hell of a long rowing session, an hour and 15. Well, here's the thing. Full disclosure, I did break it up throughout the day. I think the longest one I did row for a half hour straight one of those times. But then 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there. I have this thing where my thinking is, if I'm going to be watching television, I'm going to row that damn machine. Okay, Charge 160 says, my son bought me a treadmill machine. I used it daily for maybe a month. Then what happened after the month? What happened after the month, okay? Because, that's what I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to do something like that. I'm afraid it's just going to collect dust in the corner. The secondhand treadmill market must be amazing, says Robo. Totally. You know what's funny? As when I knew I was getting a rowing machine, that was one of my first thoughts. These things are going to be like hotcakes on whatever Facebook marketplace, all that shit. I'll pay pennies. But then it's like, I do not want to deal with any part of the transport of this thing. Even though I have the vehicle, I could fit anything in the back of my Bambalance. I just didn't want any part of it. So it's like, screw it, I'm just going to go new. I'm not going to tell you what I paid, but it's embarrassing. And it was really just simply to have it delivered. I was paying for convenience on this thing. And Georgie makes a good point. That's a lot of exercise if I haven't been super active in a while. Tank forgot his wallet yesterday. What a horrible feeling. Made up for it by getting Italian beef and giardiniera pizza. Very nice. Very nice. I had an Italian beef the other day from Portillo's. It's actually not my favorite, but it's pretty darn good. My favorite in the Chicago area, a lot of people love Al's, which Al's is tremendous. My favorite in the Chicago area is actually Buona. Buona beef. My favorite. I don't entirely know why, but it's pretty damn good. Cake shakes are amazing from Portillo, says Tank. I had one of those. You know what? It was too much. I did not like it. What flavor? Was it strawberry? I don't know. It was just too much. And that's saying a lot. That's just me. Robo says, what the hell is an Italian beef? Robo, if we can get our calendars hooked up, I'll show you what an Italian beef is. Oh, my God. Buona is salty. It really is. You're absolutely right. And yet I still love it. I don't know why. Johnny's on North Avenue. I have not had Johnny's. Now I got to try it out. This is how well you know me, Robo. You just teed it up for me. Robo says, I knew that joke was going to happen. Oh, God, I'm so predictable. Let's break into the mailbag, everybody. The mailbag is sponsored by the Secret Sauce newsletter. Go to tonyvito.substack.com. If you want to get into your inbox, some of my strategic thoughts on things a little deeper than Italian beefs and rowing machines. It's a little more serious. Free newsletter, sign up, why not? All right, let's see what's in the mailbag today. All right, first letter. Oh, a short one. Hey, Tony, if you could be one superhero in real life, which one would you pick and why? This is from Ted O. Thank you for the question, Teddy. If I could be one superhero. Well, I can tell you right out of the gate, it's not going to be Aquaman. I always thought that was kind of a bullshit superhero. I mean, if you like fresh fish, it would be nice to be Aquaman. But other than that, no. I would want my superpowers on land, right? Because that's where all the ladies are. I guess mermaids in the sea if I wanted a mermaid. It hurts me to say this. I probably would not be Batman. Because he is very vulnerable, really, because he actually has no superpowers. It wouldn't be Batman. It wouldn't be those, what is it, Wonder Twins? One is like some sort of water, anything to do with water. And then the other one was like, what was the other kid? It was like a boy and girl twins. One was always water. One was like a monkey. What was the other? Was the other always animals? Anyway, those people never know. I think I gotta go. I'm gonna go Superman. Superman. That's it. You could kick the shit out of anyone. What are the chances someone's gonna have kryptonite? Zero. You're indestructible. You could fly wherever you need to go in just moments. Actually, I'll bet you I could get away without using these vaccine passports if I were Superman. I could fly to another country so fast, they wouldn't know what hit them. Robo, by the way, how easy is it to move around in your fair city? Plus, I saw flooding. Are you getting flooded? I think about you anytime I see news about New York. I'm concerned. Jesus, sickness. Enough about the audio, all right? Good Lord. Daredevil because that actor is hot, says Robo. I don't know. Christopher Reeve was a looker until he started riding horses. That was a mistake. Superman doesn't need a rowing machine. How true. I haven't officially said good morning to Tank. Let's hear Tank's audio. Well, So Robo didn't get any flooding, but this city got destroyed last night. Buses and cars abandoned on the highways, and people were drowning and kayaking. People were drowning and kayaking in that order or the other way around. That's horrible. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm evil. I wonder what I just said that was evil. I've already forgotten. Oh, probably about Christopher Reeve. The opposite of Christopher Reeve is Christopher Walken, says Tank. Anyway, Ted, I got to go with Superman. That's the answer. If I was short on cash, I would just do some prize fighting. If I were Superman, I could clearly kick the shit out of anyone in a boxing match. Mixed martial arts, no problem. Or I could go easily work on one of those crab boats, right? Anyway, money is not a problem if I'm Superman. That's all I'm saying. Oh, separately drowning in... Okay, they were separately drowning in kayaking. I was going to say, are these zombies now? People in New York, if people in New York were drowning and then kayaking, there would be some sort of outdoorsman zombie outbreak. That would have been insane. That would have messed me up for the rest of the day, Robo. Let's see. Next letter. Dear Tony, if you could have your brain frozen cryogenically and then reanimated in the future once the technology exists to do so, would you do it? What do you think the world would be like? Do you think they will figure out how people can live indefinitely? This is from Benson K. from Tallahassee, Florida. Would I have my brain frozen? No. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. No way. What are they? There's a term for this. Transhumanism, right? These people are fucking crazy. Who in their right minds would want to live forever? Could you imagine that? I think you would. First of all, if you want that, you're already a crazy person. But let's say you were duped by whatever fucked up sales pitch they're using for this shit. Let's say you were duped into, okay, sign me up here. When I die, this company's going to come and harvest my brain and freeze it until we have the technology to Frankenstein me in some other vessel. If you could live forever, Benson K, you would go freaking crazy. One of the things that makes life beautiful is that it's fleeting. All right? You got just a few chances in life. And this is why, if I could live forever, then what does anything mean? But it's like, as it is, let's face it, I have this little, we all, but I'll use myself as an example. I have this little fleeting window of a chance of a sliver of love, right? And personal health care. This is the spice of life. The fact that it's short, it's fleeting. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Serenar 42. No way. All my family and friends would be dead. Yes, this would be horrible. Dystopian. I don't want to see next year, let alone further in the future, says Tank, says the Chicago Tank. Quote of the day is what I'm thinking. Robo, somehow I'm not surprised. She says, I wouldn't mind being a vampire that lives forever. Yeah. You know, it seems cool. But I think they make it seem cool in the movies. By the way, that reminds me. I haven't seen that. What's the Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise is a vampire, right? Is it Interview with a Vampire? I think the movies sometimes make this seem, you know, like it would be cool, but I'm not so sure. Wouldn't you miss all your family members? Unless, I guess, you were from a pack of vampires. Georgie, no brain freezing for Georgie. El Salt, good morning. Good to see you. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. I love it. And Serenar 42, morbid, but my death is one of the things that motivates me. That's interesting. I hope you haven't already died, Serenar 42. And do you kayak? I hope this isn't a trend. I'm going to assume you're not dead yet. You'll make new friends as a Robo. Robo, you don't like my soliloquy about life is precious because it's fleeting. And good comeback, Serenar 42. Serenar says new friends who will also die. Good point. I don't know. It's a tough. That's an interesting question, Benson K from Tallahassee, Florida. But yeah, no. No one's freezing my brain. Next letter. Dear Tony, chiming in on these so-called green appliances. Oh, that was a letter from yesterday. Some lady was looking forward to changing all her appliances because they're smart appliances now. Chiming in on the so-called green appliances. Look up and research the smart grid. I think you'll find that this is not something conducive to living like free people. Here we go. Oh, come all you faithful. It's my understanding that this smart grid and these smart appliances will allow for unbelievable control and loss of privacy. Thanks for all your hard work. This is Jenny from Farmington, New Mexico. Yeah, okay. Right. Now, so it seems like Jenny's done some homework. I'm just naturally, I have not looked into this deeply. I'm just naturally, you know, anytime government says, hey, we've got a great idea. And by the way, did you know the whole planet is sick? That's the bad news. Good news, we have it all figured out. Okay, just do what we say. You know, I get a little skeptical out of the gate. And at any rate, yes, it seems creepy when they say, okay, one of the things you're going to do to save the planet is where you got to replace all your appliances. But Jenny, you can tell Jenny's done some, I didn't mean to say Jenny's dumb. Sorry, Jenny's done some research. All right. This reminds me something have you guys noticed? Okay. So I have an iPhone, which I hate. What I've noticed is the different apps, right? You'll get a message saying, hey, this app wants to track everything you do. Is this okay? Which, of course, it's like, no, I want to look up the weather. Why the fuck is the app going to then follow me for the next 4 years? I want to know what the weather this afternoon is going to be. I'm not making a long-term contract. But the thing that's interesting to me, maybe you guys have noticed this. This happens at least on my iPhone. The wording, if you say no, please don't track me for the rest of time, everything I do and report back. No, please don't do that. The wording is, first of all, they give you a yes option. Yes, just simply yes. But the no option is ask the app not to do this. Ask the app. What the fuck is that? Like like this is negotiable or please don't track me. It's very weird how it doesn't seem definitive. Maybe that's how these smart toasters and shit are going to work too. You'll be able to ask them, please, toaster, don't report back on how much toast I'm eating, if you don't mind. And it's like, oh, we'll take it into consideration, but we still might report it back. My pantry's going to track how much Fruity Pebbles I'm buying every week. Robo really wants to be a vampire. This is a thing. I don't know. Oh, she would turn all the pepperonis into vampires. If you want to test that out, Robo. Again, let's find a way for our calendars to match up. Okay, next letter. Dear Tony, cheers for your interest in the Deadwood series. I put it right up there with The Sopranos and Breaking Bad as one of the all-time greats. One question, now that you've seen it, what do you make of how racism or the lack thereof were portrayed? I can't figure out if the Deadwood area was actually more free for minorities or less free compared to other parts of the world in that period. Do you have a read on this? From Paul T. Yeah, very, very interesting question, Paul. Very interesting. And yeah, it seems like, I can't remember if it was season one. I think it was in season one. They had some African-American characters. Very kind of small parts. They didn't get really go into it. Of course, there was a Chinese contingent, which it's kind of mind-blowing for me to think about the fact that way back when they had Chinese, they were already in our country. That's just, for some weird reason, that's fascinating to me. I guess we know how the African Americans got to our country, right? Okay. Which I don't support. It's horrible. Just in case anyone was wondering, Robo is still talking about vampires. This is crazy. She's on this thing. Robo, my top button is open. So you want my second button open? Good Lord. Whatever. Now it's open. I'm sorry you feel like you're choking. Let's see. Now, I actually, I think it was yesterday, I actually tried to really read up on Deadwood. I so enjoyed the series, I decided, all right, I'm going to read up on it. And it was fascinating to see. It was quite accurate. Apparently, I mean, the series seems to be pretty accurate. Now, one of the things, I think it was, I don't know, maybe Wikipedia. I can't remember where I read it. But apparently it was considered to be much more free if you were a minority. And I mean, if you think about it, it's a lawless area and everything. You know, that kind of goes to figure. Robo, I think you would enjoy Deadwood. I think. I could be wrong. But I really enjoyed it. So yeah, I think it was actually more free to minorities. Like one of the characters, one or two of the African characters, I mean, they had their own business. And this is the beauty of that area and that time and that way of doing things, where it's not, you're not dealing with regulations. This is me getting on my soapbox now. You want to start a business, start a business. Bam. You know, who cares what color you are? Who cares whether or not you know how to do the business you're trying to open? I mean, the free market is going to give you feedback and let you know whether or not you fucked it up. Robo, can you breathe better now? Whatever. Dear Tony, You mentioned immigration and loose borders on the show this morning. Did I really? That would have been yesterday morning. I'd like to chime in. I see that Trump's wall is even crumbling and falling down here and there. Don't you think it's a shame that his policy was not seen through and allowed to succeed? If we had accepted the wall and allowed it to be completed, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now. This is from J.M. from St. George, Utah. Okay. Interesting letter. I don't remember at all talking about immigration and loose borders yesterday. That's weird. But apparently I did. But here's the thing, JM. All right. And please, grain of salt. I don't mean to be disparaging or whatever. But just to let you know where I'm coming from. And this is just simply my kind of belief. I don't think we live at a time now. I think this has probably been the case for a good while, but certainly now. I don't think we live in a time now where the political steering wheel is attached to the car. And let me explain what I mean by that. I think the president of the United States is a figurehead position, meaning this is the person that is wheeled out in front of us and said something, you know, and says things. But I don't think that's really how things are run. I think it's a figurehead position. I am not a political, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I haven't voted in a long, long, long time. A group of neighbors actually made me vote once, and I've never forgiven them because for the waste of my time. Tank says presidents are puppets. Yeah. I mean, has it ever been more clear than right now? I mean, does anyone really think that that fella is really running things? Okay. So if I'm disparaging about Joe Biden, it's not because I'm a Republican or that I'm a Trump or whatever. Or if I'm disparaging about Orange Man, it's not because I'm a liberal and all that stuff. I think I don't trust any of it. So in other words, what I'm getting at with this wall is my opinion, this is just me. They have these storylines that they put up just to get us riled up or something. I don't know what the hell it is, but you know, so, Serenar 42, how do you make someone vote? Basically, my neighbors, see, I drink a lot of scotch with my neighbors when I can. And these guys, they buy into all the storylines, right? And oh my God, this guy, did you hear what this guy said on his speech the other day? And what, like, it's all connected, which I don't think it is. But they just worked on me so long. And finally, it's like they took me to the way they got me was like, hey, I'll bring some hot chocolate at the whatever the voting place. We'll bring some hot chocolate. We'll make it a little party, whatever. Just go and vote. It's like, all right, fuck it. But never, ever again. I hate myself for wasting that time of my morning to vote in an election. Every president said they need to close the borders. Trump did it, and everyone shit on him for doing what he said. Yeah, you just can't win. You just can't win. Seems like we're a little off the rails. Listen, people, it's 8 o'clock. I actually got to skedaddle. Thank you for spending the morning with me. It's been very enjoyable. I'm sorry. I've been off. I had nothing in my brain when we started. And I like to think I was consistent throughout the entire show. I'm sorry for the low audio level for that fella. You know? Anyway, it's good to see everyone. Thank you for the awards. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you all have a wonderful day. I will see you again tomorrow morning. I love you and I like you. You're good people. I'm going to do a little more rowing today. I hope I can find some other use of my time today. Maybe I need to look into that, working in a soup kitchen. I got to help the homeless. I got to do something. I need to be around people. It's driving me nuts. And anyway, I'll see you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, and good to see Georgie. Thank you for poking your head in, Georgie girl. Lovely to see you. Until we meet again, I want to remind you, don't take any shit from anybody, okay? Okay. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.